be tidy. If you see some litter, put it up, pick it up and put it in a bin. Notable areas of mess in the last few days have included the Hack Centre and near the lake. As a lot of people will be leaving today, could everyone make an attempt to keep the camp clean? There are lots of notices on the notice board. They've all been announced at least once, so why not come down here and have a look at them for mirrors, items for sale and general notices. You can always leave one whilst you're here. Some other announcements. There'll be lockpicking, as you've just heard, right now in the lockpicking tent in German and at 12 o'clock in English. And a couple of notices to those people leaving. Could you please drive slowly around the site, because there's a lot of dust on the ground, and if you drive fast, it picks up the dust and puts it in the air. And when you're unplugging your networking, please try not to damage anyone else's network connection, as otherwise they'll come around and kill you. That's it for the news. If you've got any feedback, please email me at subethernews@hushmail.com. And on the network front, everything seems to be running okay at the moment, although the wireless LAN is having some issues. And everyone, be aware there may be issues due to people unplugging the wrong connections as they leave.
You're listening to Radio Subether from Sweet Morn to Setting Orange 88.3, and there's another announcement from our friends from the Swiss. They made a fondue yesterday and they have enough bread for you. So you can directly go to the caravan place, to the Swiss and the Spanish flag. They have bread for free because they have too much of it to eat. Thank you. to Radio Sabiza 88.3, the official camp radio.
Don't. the air vibrating while sound means feelings. It refreshes our minds, soothes our hearts. It can make us happy, sad, or excited. refreshes our minds, soothes our hearts. It can make us happy, sad, or excited.
Yeah. is your camp radio. This is Supper the Radio at 88.3. Special music for hackers.
Absolutely.
This is Sub-Ether Radio, and we are live here on the Chaos Communication Camp in 2003. And with me, joining me from the crew of the Heart of Gold, Tim Pridloff.
Hello.
Tim.
Tingo.
Yes, you are one of the main organizers here of this event, so maybe you can go give us your viewpoint of this crew from the organization.
What do you mean by the view?
Just of the tell camp? Us something about the camp.
Oh, I think you already know more than I do, because I haven't seen so much in the last days.
So how many days were you preparing all this, or how many months?
Well, difficult to say. I mean, we somehow announced the camp half a year ago, and then we more or less started thinking about the details and the consequences of this announcement. And so we spent quite some time just talking to people and finding a crew and finding all the people who were willing to collaborate on this. And I would say that the core organization was more or less going on in the last 3 months. So there were some things we had to take care of pretty early, like finding partners for the internet connection, and thinking about the, well, basic solutions for doing something here at this spot. And then there was like, yeah, a core phase of 4 to 6 weeks, which were basically filled with organization.
So it seems quite a lot of work, and well, it's a gigantic thing here. How is this possible? I mean, the most people here are just working for fun, and are they also working for fun more than 40 weeks?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, this is a volunteer-driven event, and nothing would be possible without the help of many, many, many people. So, and I think that's also the character of the whole event, because it would be totally different if you would just like do it on a completely professional level, which wouldn't just work at all for this kind of event, because it would be just a different event. So, it's difficult to say. A lot of work. I mean, it's always a lot of work if you're into it and if you really want to do something. But we had pretty strong support, especially by Andre and Markus, who were also, well, mainly organizing the whole event. They were busy with all the logistics on one hand and the concept of how to divide the space and planning the light installations and many, many of the details you can see here and there.
So the most things are from volunteer that just doing this for, yeah, for their kind of hobby. But how many things are organized professionally? I think it's not possible to do everything just with volunteers.
No, absolutely not. I mean, the obvious things like the power and the tents and the infrastructure for, well, just doing transport, bringing things from here to there, doing catering for the crew. Well, this is done on a professional level, but even these people are, well, part of a more or less alternative scene, who are working in open air business for a long time and who really know what to do, and they have also joined us in this event because they really wanted to be a part of it.
How many people were involved in organizing all this stuff here? Altogether, volunteers and professionals.
Depends on how you look at it. So there was a core crew of 6 people who were more or less busy for many, many weeks before the camp doing this and that. And when we were setting everything up, there was a larger crowd of around 20 to 30 people. Well, and then we had the support of the Chaos Angels, and this amounts to I don't know how many, like 100 people who were coming here early, setting everything up, helping out during the event. So I haven't really counted them because it's almost impossible to count. Depends on what you look at, because there are, in the end, like 1,000 volunteers here everywhere. Everybody is contributing in a way, and if it's only by setting up critical infrastructure like the radio, like this very, very cool telephone network, which helped us a lot and surprised us in a way, because although we knew it would come, we didn't really realize before how useful it would be for us, and was this was a really helpful thing to have.
So I think some very very cool thing here at the scene is that nearly everyone is also a volunteer as also a participant at the same time. I think it's a big difference to other kind to other events of this scale here. Is it unique in a unique thing of the hacker culture, or is it just because of other reasons?
No, I think this is really a core component of the hacker culture. When you look around, there's so much collaboration and respect for other people. I mean, if you run around here, you see like laptops lying around, all kinds of technology, but in the end, nothing gets stolen. Everybody cares about other people's property. Everybody cares about other people in general. Like today, where groups are running around handing out water to everybody because of this hot water, and people forget to drink and so. And I think this is probably the most important thing of the whole camp, because this is what makes the scene so valuable to themselves.
Do you have an overview how many people here are here at all?
Yeah, we've got some rough figures. Counting everything, which means like people who are here all the time, and all the people who were just here for a day, it's, well, more than 2,000. So quite a lot more than the last time, and a significant step forward.
So there are rumors that in 2 years there will be other type of this event in Holland again, in the Netherlands. Maybe it will call the Hex, but these are still rumors. What will be in 4 years?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's 2007.
Yeah, and in 2007 we will maybe have an interview of this kind also again. Tim, thank you very much for joining us here at the Radio Tent, and yeah, it would be nice if this camp would be much more bigger and more often, because it's so amazing to be here. And well, from my personal experience, it takes about 2 weeks to get in the everyday life back again.
Skin is dead. own constellation. A teenage bride with a baby inside, getting high on information. And buy me a star on the boulevard, it's Californication. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. And Cobain, can you hear the spheres singing songs off station to station? And now be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.